Charney captured the essence of this with less abstract wording. Am I inventing things to do to avoid the important? He eliminated all of the activities he used as crutches and began to focus on demonstrating results instead of showing dedication. Dedication is often just meaningless work in disguise. Be ruthless and cut the fat. It is possible to have your cupcake and eat it, too. Q&A. Questions and Actions. We create stress for ourselves because you feel like you have to do it. You have to. I don't feel that anymore. Oprah Winfrey, actress and talk show host, The Oprah Winfrey Show. The key to having more time is doing less, and there are two paths to getting there, both of which should be used together. 1. Define a short to-do list, and 2. Define a not-to-do list. Here are several hypothetical cases to help us get started. 1. If you had a heart attack and you had to work 2 hours per day, what would you do? Not 5 hours, not 4 hours, not 3, 2 hours. It's not where I want you to ultimately be, but it's a start. Besides, I can hear your brain bubbling already. That's ridiculous. Impossible. I know. If I told you that you could survive for months, functioning quite well, on 4 hours of sleep per night, would you believe me? Probably not. Notwithstanding, millions of new mothers do it all the time. This exercise is not optional. The doctor has warned you, after triple bypass surgery, that if you don't cut down your work to 2 hours per day for the first 3 months of post-op, you will die. How would you do it? 2. If you had a second heart attack and had to work 2 hours per week, what would you do? 3. If you had a gun to your head and had to stop doing 4/5 of different time-consuming activities, what would you remove? Simplicity requires ruthlessness. If you had to stop 4/5 of time-consuming activities, email, phone calls, conversations, paperwork, meetings, advertising, customers, suppliers, products, services, etc., what would you eliminate to keep the negative effect on income to a minimum? Used even once per month, this question alone can keep you sane and on track. 4. What are the top 3 activities that I use to fill time to feel as though I've been productive? These are usually used to postpone more important actions, often uncomfortable because there is a chance of failure or rejection. Be honest with yourself, as we all do this on occasion. What are your crutch activities? 5. Learn to ask, if this is the only thing I accomplish today, will I be satisfied with my day? Don't ever arrive at the office or in front of your computer without a clear list of priorities. You'll just read unassociated email and scramble your brain for the day. Compile your to-do list for tomorrow no later than this evening. I don't recommend using Outlook or computerized to-do lists because it is possible to add an infinite number of items.